Psalm 126. We're reading Psalm 126. And verses 1 and 2 talk about the Israelites are so glad that God turned their captivity. Has God turned your captivity?
Yes.
Amen. He has. In the person of Jesus Christ, our captivity is turned. And in verse 3 from King James, it says, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad." The Message said, "God was wonderful to us. We are one happy people."
Amen.
Hey, are you one happy people?
Yes.
We can be. All we have to do is stand in Jesus, and we can put on that happy face too. Amen. And verse 4, it says, "Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south." And Message, "And now, God, do it again. Bring rains to our drought-stricken lives." And verse 5, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. To those who planted their crops in despair will shout hurrahs at the harvest." That's a promise for us. If there's things that we're in despair about, let's take the hope of Jesus that he can turn the situations. Maybe in relatives' lives, in things that you're burdened about as grandparents for your grandchildren, let's trust and put our hope in Jesus to intervene as we continue to pray.
Amen.
And verse 6, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." And I love this from the Message. So those who went off with heavy hearts, ring a bell, anybody? Anything to have a heavy heart about? Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll come home laughing with armloads of blessings. And isn't that the way we feel when things turn? Dan, have you felt that about your sister? You've had a real, real burden. But God is answering your prayers. And he's going to bring her to himself if you keep your hope in Jesus, right? Amen. So let's take any heaviness that we have during this season, and let's put a smile on our face because we got a fixer. And his name is Jesus Christ, right?
Yes,
the best
amen.
Fixer in the earth. Let's stand and let's say these verses from the Message Bible together. God was wonderful to us. We are one happy people. And now, God, do it again. Bring rains to our drought-stricken lives, so those who planted their crops in despair will shout hurrahs at the harvest. So those who went off with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessing. Let's worship him this morning, knowing that in our future, our armloads of blessing. Amen.